This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hello, good morning, and welcome. It's hump day. Happy Wednesday. And we're here to talk sports because this is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's The Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and this Fan Early Morning Show is for the average Joe. And when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CJR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. The first show of the day locally here on 93.7 The Fan. Watch us on YouTube, by the way. Brand new thing. It's been going for a couple weeks now. YouTube.com, 93.7 The Fan, 93.7 The Fan. Search on YouTube, and you can find us. You can watch there. You can also watch on 93.7TheFan.com. But on YouTube, we take comments there on the live chat. So if you have something to say, you're welcome to do that this morning. I haven't had anybody chat me in particular yet. You know, it's early in the morning. I'm sure the radio is the best place to consume this show, also because I'm not the focus on the camera on YouTube. I'm just in a little window in the back, so I understand, I get it, but yeah, I mean, do that though throughout your day if you want to watch The Fan, if you want to put the stream in your browser and just listen and then watch when you can when you're at work or whatever you're doing during the day, you can do that. Again, YouTube.com, we're there, we're live streaming on there, 93.7 The Fan, the channel. It's very exciting. What's also exciting, what many may be looking forward to today. So we thought it was just going to be good enough that we got to see Jared Jones and Paul Skeens pitch in back-to-back games. We're going to see them pitch in back-to-back games today. But they're going to be, yeah, that's actually it. They're going to be back-to-back games today, not back-to-back games over a couple days. Pirates and Tigers got rained out last night. And so now we got Jared Jones pitching and then Paul Skeens to follow on the same day. So, how about that? 412-928-9370. How excited are you for that? How excited are you to be able to consume the two best pitchers right now in the Pirates back-to-back? 412-928-9370. Feel free to call in at all this morning at any time. And you can also talk to me on X at callas_33 is my handle there. That's callas_33. So you can talk to me on there and you know, mention me in a post, and we'll chat there. Usually I read some of those comments live on the radio as well. And again, the phone number one more time, 412-928-9370. So first game's at 12:40. And that'll be heard over on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK. So you can listen over there to the first game live. Second game will be broadcast on The Fan. And game two is scheduled to start roughly sometime after the first game ends. Right now it's listed as 4:10 officially, but you know, who knows how long the game can go. I will say this, though, for baseball's credit. It is very interesting to me that, you know, they're comfortable listing a game to start like that at 4:10 because of the brevity of games recently with the pitch clock in place. I mean, think about how long games used to be. Like, You can expect the game to be anywhere between 3.5 to 4.5 hours. And maybe you couldn't try to squeeze a game in at 4:10 like this. You'd probably start it at like 6:10, 6:40, 7 o'clock. They're just trying to get him in, you know, in one fell swoop now. One game at 12:40, one game at 4:10. Feels classic, and I like that. But you can also have it afford to feel classic now because the pitch clock's in place. You don't have to worry about games going unnecessarily long. You can trust that a game like this might be done now in 2.5 to 3 hours. Especially the way that Jared Jones pitches when he's on. He's pretty efficient, and he gets through lineups quickly as well. So I think that's interesting there, and we get a treat. The Tigers may not be super happy about it. You know, everybody around baseball right now is looking at Jared Jones and Paul Skenes as one of the best pitching tandems, starting pitching tandems in baseball. Of course, there's a full rotation, but I mean, they're the top two pitchers right now. They're the focus. They are the heart of this rotation right now, those two. And so to see them back-to-back was already threatening enough, but now the Tigers have to see them, you know, back-to-back games on the same day, which is very rare. It'll be very interesting to see how they do. I do want to talk about this a little bit, though, because I like going back to the expectations that we should have on certain players and the young guys. And I think that this is just important to refresh as well, because Skenes and Jones, I guess Jones really found his form, and we've seen that. I'm still concerned with, you know, some of the long balls he's given up against better lineups. The Tigers, I don't think, are a lineup that is going to be super threatening, so I expect Jones to have a solid start. And I mean, the way Paul Skenes pitched his last time out makes me confident that he will have little trouble taking on this Tigers lineup either, which makes me excited because I don't see the Tigers as one of those upper teams in the league. I think that they're, you know, they're still trying to put the pieces back together from last decade with all the contracts that they dished out on the moves that they made there. So, yeah, this is going to be one where I expect the Pirates in general to do well. I think the offense is where it should be right now to score enough runs, and I think those two on the mound will limit runs and give the Pirates a chance to win. Martin Perez also goes on the IL. Speaking of pitching staffs, or the pitching staff real quick, I did want to make mention of that. Key Brian Hayes will be activated for this game as well. So that's all news brought up by Derek Shelton yesterday on the show, that he comes on noon every Tuesday during the season with Joe Starkey and company. Donnie Football got to interview him yesterday, though. Donnie was on in place of Starkey and Zeiss. I know Starkey was golfing. I don't know if Zeiss was out there as well. But anyway, that aside, Derek Shelton made those two announcements on the air. So we should expect Key Brian Hayes in the lineup today for at least one of the games. And we should expect Martin Perez to go on the injured list. But now, I just want to make sure that we as fans, too, are not putting too high of expectations on Paul Skenes, at the least. I mean, Jared Jones is breaking into what he's breaking into, and I'm scared to talk about him now because, you know, when I talked about him a month and a half ago, was not received well. But I still think that sometimes it's unfair to have super high expectations that these pitchers are just going to go on the mound, strike every hitter out in the lineup, give up no runs, and always, you know, be perfect. I think sometimes that kind of dilutes how I experience the game as a fan, because I want to be excited and I want to think like, yeah, you know, this guy's going to do great. But I always like to make sure that my expectations too are where they should be in like a healthy manner, in a manner that is still realistic about what's going on. Now, again, against the Tigers, I think that they're going to do well. But just the way I'm hearing these two talked about, you know, and I'm glad too. I mean, I haven't seen anybody with Skenes necessarily right now whenever he's given up runs that nobody's panicking or being overly dramatic about that, which I'm happy to see. But I just hope right now, too, that we keep the expectations like, again, like I talked about at the beginning of the season, do the season one game at a time. I'm a little less patient now because they've fallen behind and they're going to run out of time at some point. But with Skeens, I also like to take him, you know, one game at a time too, and just not expect him to do it all and for him to be like the absolute savior. He will contribute to winning baseball, and he can contribute. We've seen the dominance that he's had as already a super young guy with barely any professional experience, getting his opportunity in the majors and doing well. But to assume that every game that they're going to go out there and they're just going to like light it up and throw perfect games, I don't like having that expectation, and I don't think that it's fair to put that on them too. And sometimes it even seems too like when they give up little bits of runs here and there, or they, you know, they end with a no decision, that there might be some just a subconscious disappointment because, you know, they didn't just absolutely dominate every time out. And I think, I mean, we just got to keep a realistic approach when we think about how these guys are pitching as well. I mean, get excited for them, but it's just like, you know, every time, I mean, I hear Crowley come in here and every time he's like, it's Jones and Skeens day. It's like, you know, well, the offense has to pick it up too, and the entire team has to play the game, you know, and we've seen why that's important too. Like, those two can't do it all. Now, this point's a little more expired now because the offense has picked it up and has done well enough for this team to win games we've seen recently. And if they keep that up, there's no doubt that Jones and Skeens can keep these guys in games. But they're not at a dominant point right now facing entire teams where they're going to just be guaranteed shutouts or pitch complete games. They're not at that point in their career. So I guess my ultimate point here is that the offense has to stay strong, and we can't, as fans, expect those two to just do it all and carry the entire team. There's got to be more of that there, and especially on the offensive side, they've got to keep going, and they've got to keep doing what they're doing. I said earlier this week, or the end of last week, I can't remember, but I'm done complaining about Rowdy Tellez. We already know how I feel. We already know how everybody feels at this station and probably in this city about Rowdy Tellez and what they should do with him at this point. But aside from him, the rest of the offense looks like it's picking it up. We'll see how Key Brian Hayes adapts back into the fold after his brief stint there on the injured list. It's nice to see that it was nothing serious that was going to keep him out for a long time. Hopefully it's not an ailment. I mean, we talk about his back issues, something that's going to keep him out, you know, consistently throughout his career. We hope not. But we'll see how he mixes back into the fold, being back, you know, on the team, and we'll see if he gets penciled in to both games today. But he should be starting game one at the least, fresh off the injured list. So we'll see how he does. But the offense has to keep it up too, is pretty much my point here. And I want to make sure that we keep our expectations fair with the offense as well as we do with, you know, the two dominant pitchers on the mound. In Jones and Skeens. The offense has to pull its weight, too. We don't want wasted opportunities, and we can't expect those two to save the day, at least right now, in their careers. I think there's still some development that they have to do. Just you get that experience. Again, it doesn't mean that they're already not being dominant. I want to make sure I choose my words carefully here, too, because I know they've been misconstrued before, and I know I've said some things that ultimately weren't as accurate. But this opinion here, I want to make sure stands. The Pirates will be set up for success if they can score and give run support to the young pitchers who right now are breaking into the majors. That's what I mean there. So keep the expectations realistic for the offense as well as you do with Jones and Skeens, and don't think just because they're starting that the Pirates are magically just going to win games, that they're going to be automatic wins. Still need the bullpen to mop up, to pick it up in those later innings when the starters are done. You still need the offense to provide that run support. So keep that in mind. Make sure you keep your expectations of the offense maybe where they have been for you or maybe not. But keep those expectations realistic with the offense. Make sure that we know, hey, they've got to pick up their weight and carry their weight through these games as well. And it's not always going to be that automatic win just because it's Jones and Skeens day. The offense still has to help out. The bullpen still got to lock down games. And all of that should still be considered as we watch these games and see you know, what true opportunities the Pirates have to win games. But they got something going here overall too. They got something going on here that really could be special. It already is special in some regards as well when we watch just the individual performances, but I meant from a team perspective. If they pick it up here, the NL Central is still up for grabs. The NL Central is still pretty weak. They're pretty balanced right now. It has not gotten out of hand. They're in the race still. That's not what we're really talking about as they moved into June last year. This year we can say that. They are in the race right now. I don't want them to stay in the race, whether it's going to be a wild card, whether they can go up and snatch the division. They've got a team that is good enough to do that. They just have to execute like they're expected to execute, and they'll be fine. Minus Rowdy Tellez being on the roster. That's the only thing right now that I'm like, yeah, not a fan of that. 412-928-9370, that's the phone number. I'll take this quick call before break. Good morning, what's your name?
Tom in Greensburg.
All right, Thomas, what's up?
So, with all the, so each game matters. When do you think they got to make a move in the bullpen to lock things down? You know, that's something you can't just let play out like a batter like Tellez, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I get that, especially with your guys, you know, you're paying. What would you do with Aroldis Chapman if you had a decision right now? Would you try to trade him? Would you just outright get rid of him? Because he's been a hot topic in the bullpen so far.
I think you got outright. I think you knew he was volatile, very, very high risk, very high reward coming in. Mm-hmm. And I think the risk has won out over the reward. I think it was an experiment. You know, I want them to spend money, and every time they spend money, it seems to backfire on them. That was just a bad investment.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I am sensitive on the talk of Aroldis Chapman because I want to believe that he'll be fine, but there's been indications this season that he's not quite fine. And it's not that he's only given up, you know, some home runs here in some cases. Also, in many other cases, he's just walked batters, and he's walked the bases loaded, and he's set the Pirates up to fail. So, yeah, I don't know who would be on the market right now to acquire necessarily, but, yeah, I agree that something's got to be done here soon because you don't want to waste those good starts with a bullpen that's weak. So, no, I hear you, and thanks for the call. That's a good question. That's a hard question. I don't know if I want to face it. Because it is such a good question. I don't know what I want to do with the bullpen. I'll think about it. I'll let you know later on, either in the week or on Twitter, or both. My name is Nicholas Arikalas. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. I got to take a quick break. I'll come right back. We'll talk maybe some football, too. Doran Dickerson very adamant that he doesn't want Juju Smith-Schuster on the roster, but who should the Steelers get? Who can they get? Who's left to get? As the offseason grows closer to an end, we can also talk more Pirates, and you can call and talk about anything Pittsburgh sports that you may want this morning, 412-928-9370. And again, my account on X is at @Kalas_33. That's @Kalas_33. Back after this, my name is Nicholas Arikalas. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Waking up this morning with sports and sports talk. Still mulling over that question from Tom, just called in. And man, what do I want to have an answer, but I don't. And I'm biased toward Chapman, and I really shouldn't be because there's nothing he's done that we haven't seen before in his career. But I don't want to get rid of him. But you might need to get rid of him. I don't know what to do. That's a good question. Don't know what to do. I don't know what to think on that, and that's a good question. I don't know what to do with the bullpen. I don't know who would be available to acquire right now. And I think it's a good question to ask, and it's a legitimate question to ask if the bullpen can't keep it up or save games. They can't keep games. They can't keep Pirates leads late. Then, yeah, this team's going to struggle. It's a good question. I don't know. I'm sorry I can't answer that. But, man, I mean, that's a tough question. And I don't know what to do. I don't want to give up Chapman. I like the names that they have in the bullpen. Chapman, though, needs to be a consistent piece, and they're paying him to be a consistent piece. But that hasn't been what his career is right now. I think if it gets bad enough, they might try to trade him. I'm sure some team could have value in him or find value in him. I don't want that to happen. I'm biased about that. I'm going to start mulling over that question, but it's a good question. The bullpen is really now becoming the weak point, and at what point do you address it? I'm not sure. I don't want to address it. Makes me sad. Anyway, Van Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. You can go to sunchevy.com today. High of 65, low of 53. Overcast skies expected tomorrow. High of 68, low of 49. Clear skies expected. Maybe a little sprinkle of rain here and there over the next couple days, but that's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Hello and welcome again. I'll introduce myself one more time. Hi, my name is Nicholas Arikalis. This is Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, talking to you for a few more minutes before the Fan Morning Show pre-show with Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson gets underway. Talk a little bit about this, because I was surprised. I can't say I was too surprised, but watching Doran yesterday just absolutely refute the idea of Juju Smith-Schuster being on the Steelers was just surprising to watch. But once he explained himself, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, that's Doran. That makes sense. He has some good reasonings there. We'd have to assume, too, that the Patriots are going to let him go, but if he was let go by the Patriots, should you consider, or would you consider bringing on Juju Smith-Schuster, and should the Steelers consider bringing back Juju Smith-Schuster to be a receiver? Because they need receivers. Deontay Johnson was dumped via trade, and then the position wasn't addressed from a veteran stance. And the consensus is that their receivers right now aren't good enough or aren't, you know, versatile enough. They need another veteran guy is pretty much the consensus. And so with some of the big names off the market now, and with some trades stalling out, you know, who would you get if you could? Juju Smith-Schuster was brought up. He's doing his best Antonio Brown impersonation on social media these days, I see. And I'm with Doran to an extent. I'd say overall no, because I get it. You don't want any more distractions on the team. And he's a walking distraction. That's for sure. He's been a distraction ever since he started doing those TikTok videos, those social media videos, especially on the logos of opponents. And I mean, I said this at the time, too, and it was frustrating to me. You never want to give your opponent a reason to be upset. You know, you kind of just want them to maul in their own problems. When you incentivize them to not like you, or when you incentivize them to want to beat you for extra reasons, you set yourself up for failure. Like, don't unnecessarily antagonize your opponent. And I think, you know, doing dances on the logos of opponents was sending some subtle message, and teams were picking up on that, and then the Steelers were losing games, and then it became quite the embarrassment. really stupid. If he weren't to do that stuff, if he weren't to be an off-field nightmare, and again, nothing he's done is criminal. I mean, Crowley addressed that yesterday, which I think is important to bring up. He hasn't done anything criminal. He's just an absolute distraction. He just seems to be putting energy and effort into certain things that don't matter as much, like doing dances or antagonizing opponents in other ways on social media. So to me, it just doesn't make sense from that regard. Like, if he weren't doing that, he might be a serviceable receiver, but I mean, his stats don't back up any justification to bring him back on. And again, on top of that, he's an off-the-field disaster. And so considering those two points, yeah, no, don't bring him back, of course. If those two things were different, maybe. I mean, even at lesser production as well, maybe there's something you could salvage by bringing him back again if he weren't an absolute distraction to this team or to any team that he's on. But he is, and again, his play doesn't back up the a justification to bring him back on. So I'm going to say overall, no, I would not. I understand. I understand the urge not to bring him back. And although I was entertained by Doran's his absolute passion, like, nope, not better than any of these guys. Don't bring him back. And I get it. I do understand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.